This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Most of our show today will be about gardening, and we'll be taking your phone calls at 513-419-7100. So go ahead and give us a call and wait on the line. But before we get to that, you want to check in with WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. He's on the phone with us with a look at what happened in Ohio's primary election just last night and very early this morning. Howard, long time no see.
Yeah, good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you as well. Quite a night. It's been a while since an election has kept local reporters like you up into the overnight hours, but talk a little bit about what happened last night and this morning.
Well, this was very, very unusual, obviously, because of the delay, the six-week delay between the March 17th primary and the extra 6 weeks of absentee balloting that was going on. And then suddenly last Friday, Frank LaRose, the Secretary of State, tells all the Board of Elections that since these are all absentee ballots, or almost all absentee ballots, you are not to report them as a running tab on election night. You make one report to the Secretary of State's office after you have run all the ballots. And he wanted it to be done by 10 p.m. And many counties complied with that. Hamilton County, they found out that they had 18,000 absentee ballots that they weren't expecting to be returned, and suddenly had to work through those, and the 10 p.m. ended up becoming 4 a.m.
So what time did you go to bed, Howard?
Michael, I didn't. I after doing all that and filing last stories about almost 5 o'clock, I was just too wound up.
Well, I know our listeners on 91.7 and our readers at WVXU.org are grateful for your reporting and our colleagues' reporting, even though it was a bit of a challenge last night. But there were some races to talk about and some significant results. It looks like there will be a new sheriff, regardless of what happens in November. Tell us how Charmaine McGuffey managed to win in a landslide over incumbent Sheriff Jim Neal in the Democratic primary.
That, to me, is probably the most interesting of the local races by far. Charmaine McGuffey, who used to run the jail for Jim Neal, the sheriff, until they had a very, very bad falling out and ended up suing each other, and she decided to run against him. She got the Democratic Party endorsement, and the main reason why she got the Democratic Party endorsement was not just because they liked her philosophy of how to run a jail and how to treat prisoners, but because Jim Neal, back in 2016, showed up at a Butler County rally with Donald Trump, and you could see him standing behind Donald Trump in his full Sheriff's Department uniform, standing next to Richard K. Jones, the sheriff of Butler County, who was like the biggest Trumpite in Southwest Ohio. And he was smiling and laughing and applauding and just having a big old time. Democrats in Hamilton County said, Sheriff, what's that all about? And he said, well, and they said, okay, we'll be friendly somewhere else, but we're going to take away your endorsement because you don't do that as a Democrat. You can't go out in public and campaign with Donald Trump.
And so now it looks like Charmaine McGuffey is the Democratic nominee for this office, and there is an opponent in the fall. What does the race look like? I mean, Hamilton County is certainly trending blue in most areas.
Right. Well, she's got a lot of support, obviously, in the Democratic Party. And this county is going blue, or is blue for in reality. She got 70% of the vote last night. The incumbent Democratic sheriff got 30% of the unofficial vote count last night. That is incredible. And she is going to have a pretty good machine behind her. Now, Hoffbauer, who is a longtime Cincinnati police officer, is the Republican candidate. And he's going to be formidable, too, because a lot of people know him. They like him. He's smart. He's not a flashy guy, but he's clearly competent, and he's going to have a lot of money to spend on this race, I believe.
Okay.
So that's going to be a really good race, I think.
Well, we'll be sure to watch that one. We got just a few minutes and want to touch on a few other things. One race is still, a couple of races are actually pretty close, and that includes the open seat at the Hamilton County Commission, where two former state representatives are pretty close, with Alicia Reese leading in that Democratic primary by a small margin over Connie Pillich. What can we expect to come of this?
Well, Connie Pillich, number one, has not conceded. There's about a 1,750 vote difference between the two of them. She's going to wait until the military overseas ballots and the other ballots that haven't yet to be counted come in by May 8th when they do the official count. It's conceivable that there would be enough for her that it could turn the results of the election. I'm not quite so sure. That's quite a big jump. It's about a 2.5 percentage point jump, and that doesn't often happen as a result of an official count.
She'd need a lot of those outstanding votes to break her away.
She would need most of them.
Okay, another race that's still pretty close is what we know as Issue 7, which is related to a transit levy. What's the status of that one?
Well, that one's much closer. I mean, it would, you know, the margin between the yes vote and the no vote is much smaller. And there's a slight advantage for the yes vote, but that truly could, in the official vote count, which is coming up probably on May 9th, could switch. It could turn around. And there's a whole lot of people who are going to be watching this so very closely because there's so much money involved. And there's so much heated rhetoric on both sides of this issue. It's something that was in some ways flying under the radar, but it was always there. And a whole lot of people care about it. So that's going to be something to watch for the next couple of weeks.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds. There were a couple Democrats hoping to face incumbent Republican Congressman Steve Shabbat in the fall in Ohio's 1st Congressional District. Kate Schroeder ran away with that primary over Nikki Foster. Kate Schroeder will face Steve Shabbat. What does that race look like in the fall?
That's going to be a real interesting race because, I mean, if this is in fact the year of the woman, they've got somebody in Kate Schroeder who is a public health professional. She had worked for many years, and she's worked overseas on public health issues. She's a cancer survivor. She's a mother of young children. She's very, very well connected in Cincinnati. She could give him a run for his money. It's still it's sort of skewed in favor of Steve Shabbat just because of the Republican vote in Warren County, but I think she may end up being the strongest candidate against him they could possibly have found.
And then we have Fanon Rucker, a Democrat former judge who defeated challenger Gabe Davis in the Democratic primary for Hamilton County prosecutor. Fanon Rucker will go up against Republican incumbent prosecutor Joe Dieters in the fall. Is that going to be a close one?
It's hard to tell. It could be. But I'll tell you this, Alex Triantafilou, the chairman of the Hamilton County Republican Party, I have asked him a number of times, what are your priorities? Give me your three priorities for the fall campaign. And every time he has said, Joe, Joe, and Joe. That's the only thing they care about is getting Joe Dieters reelected because that's a huge office which has a whole lot of jobs available for not just Republicans, but mostly Republicans and some Democrats.
WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson, thanks for the analysis. Go get some sleep.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Howard. I hope to see you soon as well. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.